Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, and this time around on the program, I'll be featuring a new release from an Indiana-based jazz orchestra and some 1947 broadcasts from a legendary big band led by a native Hoosier. New music from Buselli Wallerab Jazz Orchestra and a trip back in time to Glen Island Casino with the Claude Thornhill Big Band. That's coming up next on Afterglow.
Claude Thornhill and the orchestra now in Arabian Dance. This is an instrumental featuring Danny Polo on the clarinet and two French horns. That's what it says.
Thank you.
Claude Thornhill Orchestra from the CD Live from Glen Island Casino, June-September 1947, doing Arabian Dance. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow, and I'm featuring two CDs with an Indiana big band connection on this edition of the program. Something Old, a collection of Terre Haute native Claude Thornhill's 1947 radio broadcast with his orchestra from Glen Island Casino in New Rochelle, New York. And Something New, a CD by the Indiana-based Buscelli Wallerab Jazz Orchestra. The Buscelli Wallerab Jazz Orchestra was founded by trumpeter Mark Buscelli and trombonist Brent Wallerab in 1994, and they've gone on to become one of the most respected working big bands in the country. Their 2008 CD, Where or When, was a sophisticated love letter to romantic standards that showcased vocalist Everett Green. On the ensemble's latest release, Mezzanine, trombonist, arranger, and composer Brent Wallerab steps out front with an extended series of pieces called Sweet Storytelling that invokes some of his favorite writers such as Mark Twain, Charles Dickens, Anton Chekhov, and J.D. Salinger. And in the CD's liner notes, he comments on how much these authors influenced him. Mezzanine, he says, is for the Russian writer Anton Chekhov and alludes to Chekhov's short story, The House with the Mezzanine. Wallerab says that from the very first time he read it, he associated it with the jazz standard Alone Together and had always wanted to write something that combined the influences. We'll hear that piece, along with Sketch for Boz, which is Wallerab's salute to author Charles Dickens, who wrote initially under the pen name of Boz, and whose early collection of short stories was called Sketches by Boz. Jazz artist and scholar Lauren Schoenberg points out in his liner notes that Brent Wallerab is a great lover of cinema and literature and other forms of culture, and it's nice to see the acknowledgement here of how other genres of art affect jazz composers and musicians. Here's the Buscelli Wallerab Jazz Orchestra and Mezzanine on Afterglow.
Thank you. Thank you.
Roselli Wallerab Jazz Orchestra doing two compositions by trombonist and co-leader Brent Wallerab. We heard Sketch for Boz, a dedication to writer Charles Dickens, featuring Frank Glover on clarinet and Luke Gillespie on piano, and Mezzanine, honoring the author Anton Chekhov, featuring Wallerab on trombone, and from the BWJO's new CD of the same name. The Roselli Wallerab Jazz Orchestra was established in Indiana in the early 1990s, and almost 70 years before that, a young man who'd made a name for himself as a piano-playing prodigy left his native city of Terre Haute, Indiana, and started making his way in the professional jazz world, getting work as an arranger with bandleader Ray Noble, scoring a hit with his treatment of Loch Lomond for singer Maxine Sullivan, and eventually forming his own big band in 1939 that would have two successful professional lives. The pianist was Claude Thornhill, and though he had to break up his first orchestra when World War II started, after the war ended, he resurrected it, and with the help of arranger Gil Evans, who'd worked with Claude's pre-war band as well, the Claude Thornhill Orchestra became a musically superlative unit that combined the influence of popular music of the day, classical music, bebop, and other modernistic elements. They had a strong impact on a young Miles Davis, and their sound helped shape his seminal Birth of the Cool recording sessions. We're going to hear some live music from the post-war Claude Thornhill Big Band, broadcast from the Glen Island Casino. The Glen Island Casino was a two-story restaurant in New Rochelle, New York, that had served as the launching pad for Glenn Miller's rise to fame in 1939. And throughout the 40s, it continued to be a prominent place for bands to play, in large part because of the radio broadcasts that were done from there. In the summer of 1947, Claude Thornhill's orchestra settled in for some gigs that came out many years later on LP and then on CD. They're the only live broadcast of the band in its prime that I've ever come across, although hopefully there are more floating around out there somewhere. Claude Thornhill on the radio in the summer of 1947 on Afterglow.
One Night Stand presents Claude Thornhill and his orchestra. Yes, good friends, from Sheffield's beautiful Glen Island Casino on Shore Road in New Rochelle, New York, just 30 minutes from Times Square, back again with the new and greater band comes the music of Claude Thornhill, his piano and his orchestra, featuring tonight Fran Warren and Gene Williams on the vocal. An appetizer of the famous Thornhill technique in the famous Snowfall theme. Now we hear the main course. It's an instrumental, Where or When. All right, Claude. Thank you. Thank you, Claude. That was Claude Thornhill, his piano and his orchestra, in the lovely song, Where or When.
Here's something on the instrumental side, a fine Claude Thornhill arrangement of Walking Stick.
Claude Thornhill's big band doing Thornhill's composition and a young Jerry Mulligan's arrangement of Walking Stick from the CD Live from Glen Island Casino, June-September 1947. From that same CD, we heard Thornhill being introduced and playing a bit of his Snowfall theme, followed by the Rodgers and Hart song, Where or When. I'll have more radio broadcasts from Claude Thornhill, as well as more new music from the Buscelli Wallerab Jazz Orchestra in just a few moments. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, offering complete bicycle repair and sales, as well as custom fitting services. Located at 507 East Kirkwood, next to the IU campus, and online at bikegarage.com. Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. You can listen to many more Afterglow programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. And you can find us now on Facebook as well. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow. I'm playing something old and something new by two Indiana-connected big bands on this edition of Afterglow. More live music from Claude Thornhill's orchestra coming up, and more new music now from the Indiana-based Buscelli Wallerab Jazz Orchestra. Their new CD, Mezzanine, showcases the compositions of trombonist and co-leader Brent Wallerab in the first half. And one of the trademarks of the Buscelli Wallerab Jazz Orchestra has been its ability to revitalize the swing-era songbook. And on the second half of Mezzanine, the Sweet Influence series trots out big band warhorses like Stompin' at the Savoy and Moonlight Serenade for a new look. In the liner notes, Wallerab says the famous pieces that make up his Sweet Influence arrangement all came from the LP collections that his parents bought for him when he was a kid, thereby hooking him on the swing music of the 1930s and 40s. Jazz artist and scholar Lauren Schoenberg, who contributed the liner notes to Mezzanine, notes that the BWJO sound has echoes here, to be sure, of Glenn Miller, Duke Ellington, Bill Holman, Thad Jones, Maria Schneider, and other major creators of the idiom, but they are heard, transported, and modulated into pure Wallerabania. That's a new term. And that's not a bad set of starting influences either. We'll hear Brent Wallerab's arrangement of Glenn Miller's Moonlight Serenade theme, and jazz fans might think they've heard Ray Noble's Cherokee enough to last a couple of lifetimes, but trumpeter Mark Buscelli leads the way on a fresh rendition that includes a nod to John Coltrane's Giant Steps. From their new CD, Mezzanine, here's the Buscelli Wallerab Jazz Orchestra on Afterglow. the Baselli Wallerab Jazz Orchestra doing Ray Noble's Cherokee and Glenn Miller's Moonlight Serenade. Trumpeter Mark Buselli, tenor saxophonist Rob Dixon, pianist Luke Gillespie, and drummer Bryson Kern heard on Cherokee, and Gillespie and clarinetist Frank Glover heard on Moonlight Serenade. More 1947 radio broadcast from the Claude Thornhill Big Band now, done at the Glen Island Casino in New Rochelle, New York. And while the Thornhill Band is renowned in jazz history for its progressive jazz sound and influence, it was also a band that featured vocalists and had some hits. We'll hear two of the post-war band's singers now, Gene Williams and Fran Warren, with Warren performing one of the Thornhill Orchestra's most popular numbers, A Sunday Kind of Love. First, Claude Thornhill and I Knew You When on Afterglow.
Here's a young man with a very pleasant voice, a big favorite with all the folks here. His name is Gene Williams. He sings, I Knew You When.
Now here's Fran Warren to sing Sunday Kind of Love.
Fran Warren to sing Sunday Kind of Love.
From the Glen Allen Casino in New Rochelle, New York, One Night Stand has brought you Claude Thornhill and his orchestra as a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
Claude Thornhill's orchestra at Glen Allen Casino in New York in 1947, doing their hit A Sunday Kind of Love with Fran Warren singing and I Knew You When with Gene Williams as the vocalist, and signing off with Autumn Serenade. This all come from the CD Live at the Glen Island Casino, June-September 1947. I'll close out Afterglow with another track from the new Buscelli Wallerab CD Mezzanine, and yet another Indiana connection through the composer of this tune, Peru, Indiana native Cole Porter. Porter wrote Goodbye, Little Dream, Goodbye for the 1936 film Born to Dance, which featured Jimmy Stewart debuting Porter's hit Easy to Love, and which also introduced I've Got You Under My Skin. Goodbye, Little Dream, Goodbye was written for Francis Langford, but it was dropped because its minor key mood was thought to be too melancholic, and it suffered the same fate when Ethel Merman rehearsed it for the Porter show Red Hot and Blue. But as Porter biographer William McBrien notes, it's enjoyed something of a revival in recent years. Here's the Buscelli Wallerab Jazz Orchestra and Brent Wallerab's arrangement of Goodbye, Little Dream, Goodbye on Afterglow.
Thank you.
I close with the Baselli Wallerab Jazz Orchestra doing Brent Wallerab's arrangement of Cole Porter's Goodbye, Little Dream Goodbye, featuring Mark Baselli on flugelhorn from their new CD, Mezzanine. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, offering complete bicycle repair and sales, as well as custom fitting services. Located at 507 East Kirkwood next to the IU campus and online at bikegarage.com. Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. You can listen to many more Afterglow programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. Our engineer is Michael Paskesh, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join me again for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark and it soon ends. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone. Looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together. Dancing in the dark. What though love is old? What though song is old? Through them we can be young. Hear this heart of mine, make yours part of mine.